Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Transformation Blueprint. I'm your host, Muhammad Faraj, and today our topic is time. People don't realize how time is important in our life, especially nowadays. Time is the biggest asset you have in your life. But unfortunately, many people, they just waste it. They don't care about it. They just use their time for major things, and they use much of their time for minor things. Hey everyone, welcome to the Transformation Blueprint. I'm your host, Muhammad Faraj, and today our topic is time. Many people don't realize how time is important in our life. Many people waste it, and they just use their time for minor things, which doesn't add any value or doesn't make any difference in their life. From my own experience, I used to waste a lot of time. I used to not care about my time. I used to do many activities that didn't add any value or contribute in my goals. I used to waste a whole bunch of time on these activities. But then I realized that successful people, they use, or they know at least how to use their time. They schedule their time. They care mostly about their time. Like, they don't book any meeting, or they don't give their time for any, it doesn't matter whether a podcast, who wants to make interview, or some company wants to have a meeting with them. So they don't give away their time for whoever, because they know how time or how their time is evaluable. So that's why they focus on their time, because one of the aspects of being successful in life is using your time efficiently by creating a system in your home or in your company where you are following a time management, where you are tracking your time. Where are you using your time? Where is your time is being used or wasted? So that's why we need to make a big step or build a big habit of using our time. Because my friends, we all know you can get back whatever you want in life. When it doesn't matter if it's material or anything else, but you can't get your time back. Once your time is gone, that's it. You won't get it again. And you will hope that you will get more time in the future to do your tasks or to accomplish your goals. So it's very important and it's very crucial that we need to be aware of our time, because time is very valuable, my friend. Time is your biggest asset in your life. Without a free time, you're just looping through in your life. You're just walking through blindly in your life. You can't accomplish your goals unless you are caring about your time, unless you are using your time for the steps, for the tasks, for the assignments that will make your dreams come true, that will achieve your goals. Because time is very, very important. From my own experience, I realized that I used to waste a whole bunch of time for activities that didn't add any value for my future. For example, I used to play hockey just for entertainment, just for fun. So I used to go to the hockey arena where many peoples or locals were able to play hockey in the free time. So I used to say, okay, I'm gonna go there and play hockey just for 1 hour. And then after 1 hour is gone, then I was just keeping staying at the arena, and I would waste like 2-3 hours. It doesn't matter because I didn't care about my time. I didn't know how much valuable is my time. So I used to do the same with other activities, like, for example, visiting family. I used to say, okay, I'm gonna visit this family just for 2 hours, and then I will get back home and do my studies. And then I would end up wasting many hours and just continue having fun, just wasting my time. Wasting my time for people who used to ask me, oh, can you come and help me out with this? And then they will never ask about me anymore. So I used to not care about my time. I used to waste it everywhere. I swear, God, wasting your time is like wasting your money. When you are throwing your time away, it's like just like you're throwing your money away. If time is even more important than money, because when you lose money, you can make it in many different ways in the future. But if you waste your time, you can't get that time again. So I always make sure that I'm following a system for my time management, where I'm following my time, where all these minutes, all these hours are being used. Well, are they used for important tasks, for important activities that will add values in my life? Am I using my time efficiently for tasks, or am I just putting a lot of time only for one task and then not doing the other tasks or ignoring the other activities? So it's very crucial that you follow a time management, and you always remind yourself that I'm using my time for my future, for my dreams, for my values, and time is my biggest asset. So from now on, I'm gonna make sure 100% I'm using my time for the most important things in my life. Because no one will give their time to you. It's you who you own your treasure, your gold, or your time. So you need to use your own time for your own future, for your own dreams. So that's why many people, they fail at New Year resolution. They put a lot of goals or New Year resolution at the beginning of the year, but when they don't care about their time, when they don't follow a system or time management system, or when they don't build the habit of following their time, where it's being used for what, so then later on they end up wasting the whole year. They haven't accomplished their goals, they haven't reached their dreams. So the new resolution basically was just a piece of sheet of paper that ended up for nothing, because they didn't know how their time is valuable. I mean, you go to a company, you see they are following a time system where they put a block of time for each activity, for each tasks they do, whether if it's like making sales or having a conference or meeting or maybe cooperating with other companies or using a block of time for a project that they are working on. Same thing with schools. Schools do the same thing. They follow time management. That's why students, they succeed at the school, at their season, because they are following a time management. They have their own schedule, their own time management, and you can see that every lesson, every activity, every lecture is blocked in a schedule with a specific limited time. even their assignments, their activities, they're blocked with time. So that's why at the end of the year, they know what they have done. They know that they have used their time efficiently. That's why they graduate from the school or they finish their season. Same thing applies for sports. For example, when you see hockey teams or hockey or football teams or clubs, they use their own time management too, because without time management, you would never know that there is a game, like for example on Sunday, or there is a training on Tuesday, because everyone is following a time management. They know what time they are going to train, what time they are going to play their games, what time they are going to travel to play in other arenas or other stadiums or in a different cities in the country. So everyone is following a specific limited time. That's why they play their games, and sometimes they win, sometimes they lose, but at least they have used their time efficiently and they have done their activities. So one of the biggest aspects of making a transformation in life or making a big change in life is to start following a time management. Time is very important, my friend. For example, I use my time very, very accurately. I don't waste any minutes for activities that doesn't add any value into my life. I always block time for cleaning. I block time for studying. I block time for training. And every time I go to the gym or somewhere else or go to work, I always look at my time. Like, what time is it? How long am I gonna stay here? How long am I gonna train? At what time am I going to get back home and do my business or my tasks? So I'm always following my time. I set alarm early in the morning to wake up early so I can study and do my tasks. Yeah, I block time for activity, for example, outdoor activities like playing football or hockey or visiting a friend. I specify a limited time because I know when I specify a time, that means I'm building a habit of time management. That way I'm not wasting my time for nothing. I mean, I would really rather save as many minutes as possible. It's like compound interest, saving many, many minutes or hours from my day, and I would use my time on very important activities or activities that makes me happy. For example, going to the gym, doing my morning routine, or going on the evening and do my training session, or going to visit a friend and have fun and feel happy. This is where I use my time mostly. I use my time on tasks, on business that needs to be done. That way, in the long term or at the end of year, I feel very happy, satisfied of me using my time efficiently and not wasting my time for nothing. So I hope you enjoyed watching or listening to this episode. Please make sure to share this content or follow me on social media. So I hope to see you in the next episode with different subject and different topic. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.